प्रकृति क्रियमाणानि गुणैकर्माणि सर्वशः अहंकार विमूढात्मा कर्ताहमिति मन्यते। भगवद्गीता 3.27 प्रकृते क्रियमाणानि बाय द एक्शन ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर गुणैकर्माणि सर्वशः ऑफ द मोड्स कर्माणि बाय द ऑल द वर्क्स आर परफॉर्म्ड अहंकार विमूढात्मा द डिल्यूडेड सोल कर्ताहम इति मन्यते थिंग्स हिमसेल्फ टू बी द डूअर। So what exactly is being said in this verse is that the notion that we are the doers is an illusion which is created by ego, ahankar. Now interestingly, in this section the whole point is to work with detachment. And Krishna has talked about various reasons why Arjuna should work, and the previous section was talking about how Arjuna has to set an example for others and he should not disturb others' minds but engage them according to their nature. So then while that is going on, suddenly why does Arjuna have to talk about, Krishna have to talk about who is the doer? The flow may seem a little jerky over here in the Gita, but that's because we just need to go that we if we stay at the same surface level in understanding the Gita, the flow may seem elusive, but if we go deeper, the point that is being made is that one can work, but one can do the work without getting entangled if one does not have the notion of doership. And what creates the notion of doership is the idea of being a the idea of thinking that I am the doer, rather without getting, one can work without getting entangled, and what creates entanglement is the idea that I am the doer. If I am the doer, I can do things and I can get the results and I can enjoy, so therefore I'll do these things more and I will enjoy more. But when one understands that I am not the doer, then the impetus to do entangling things decreases. So how does one get the realization that I am not the doer? The way to get that is by recognizing one's spiritual nature and recognizing that the spirit is transcendental matter and therefore spirit cannot act the way matter acts. That means that spirit in and of itself is transcendental, whereas matter is material, and the soul cannot manipulate matter. So the body is like a machine and the machine acts according to certain programs. And those programs, at one level we can say they are the scripts in the body. They are like the programs for a computer. They are our past conditionings. But at a generic level, they are the three modes of material nature. And three modes impel people to act in different ways and thereby become entangled. And the way to counter this is by learning the principles for being disentangled. And the foremost among those principles is the principle of working with detachment. And working with detachment means recognizing that I am not the doer. Sometimes when we are working on a computer, you know, we press a particular button for a particular program to start, and it is very easy to think that when just by pressing one button a big lot of things start happening, it's easy to think that I am the doer. But actually all that we have done is just pressed a particular few set of buttons over here, and then many things start happening inside the computer, things that we are not even aware of. So how do those things happen? We may think I made it happen, but actually speaking, sometimes we do the same things and We press the same set of buttons, we give the same set of commands, and still nothing happens. Because there's something wrong inside the, if some software is missing, or some software has become corrupted, or some hardware problem is there. Basically, we do the same thing, but it doesn't work. So, say for example, at a simplest level, I want to send an email message. Then all that I have to do is type the message and press the send button and it goes. But then, there are so many things that may go wrong. Internet connection might not be there. Or the program for sending the email itself may not work on the computer. Or send me some virus because of which I will not be able to turn on the computer only properly. There are many ways in which things can go wrong. So the important thing is, to recognize that things don't necessarily happen the way we expect them to happen, in terms of imagining that we are the doers of those things. So for example, I am speaking right now. Now all that I know is that I desire to speak something, but then there is a whole complex mechanism by which speech happens, and I have no knowledge of that mechanism. How the thoughts in my mind get expressed, even at a physical level, if I say, through the sounds that I produce, through my voice box, this is practically impossible to understand. And what to speak of for a person, for a non-specialist person, even for specialists, right, the process of voice synthesis in all its individual nuances is not very well understood. And that is the main reason why even sophisticated programs, although there are some programs which can produce voice, but a machine's voice is decidedly different from a human voice. And the main reason for that difference is that human voice has so many inflections which convey so many emotions. So pauses, inflections means emphasis on certain words, de-emphasis on certain words. And like that, gradation of sounds which convey meaning. And that sort of gradation is something which is extremely rare. It's almost impossible for a machine to do. And that's why machines are not suited for producing speech. So this is of course a very gross and physical example of how activities in which we think we are the doers, we are not the actual doers. We may be partial doers. So the point of this verse is not to argue that we are not doers at all. No, we obviously are doers. But as Krishna will explain in the 18th chapter, that we are not the only doers. So we are doers in the sense that we initiate the action, but we are not the doers in the sense that we can do all of it. And therefore, when we understand that I am not the doer, then working with detachment becomes easier. Because we understand that I am not the producer of the result. Although I am a participator, I am the initiator of the process which produces the result, I am not the producer of the result. And therefore, I should not be attached. And I should simply do my duty, and because that is in my hand. And if I do my duty, I'll be growing spiritually. Irrespective of whether I get the result or not. Irrespective of whether that result is to my liking or not. So Arjuna, even if you in this particular stage don't like to fight, don't think you alone are fighting and killing the relatives. Your body is a mechanism which will act according to material nature, and you act in such a way that you grow spiritually, and you let the body act in a way according to the principles of dharma, and irrespective of whatever results come, you will grow. So to act non-egoistically is the way to stay free from bondage. Krishna has talked about nirahankara once in 2.71, nirbhavo nirahankara sashavatti badigacchati. To work without ego, and Krishna is
repeating the same message over here. When he tells Arjuna, work without ego. He's saying that those who work with ego are deluded, vimudhatma, and they will become bound. If you work without ego, knowing that you are not the only doer of the action, you will stay free from entanglement. Thank you.